have enemies. Oh, yeah. You know why I don't talk to people much about politics? People may become our enemies because of political differences, educational differences, economical differences, moral differences. Who you think you are? You think you better than somebody else? And even religious differences. And guess what? Enemies are not always those who are out. What I mean by that, we have some of these enemies that might be right there in our own family. Some of those enemies would be those enemies that's right there on our job. Smile in your face, the backstabbers. Y'all remember that song? Some could be even right in the church. Oh yeah, I'm gonna teach today, y'all. There'll be nobody in here shout today. But me. But regardless of who and where our enemies are, Jesus tells us to love them. Boy, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Let me just give you three things real quick when he talked about what Jesus did when he talked about this one little word. Four-letter word. Four letters, that's all. L-O-V-E. First thing he does, God tells us in this text the object of our love. Now everybody know what an object is. It's just a thing. It could be a person. And in that text, object of our love. In other words, where should your love be focused? Who shall it be? What shall it be focused on? And he tells us in the text. Where should it be focused? Come on. He said in verse 27 and 25, he says that what? Love your enemies. And he's got it plural. To let you know it's not just going to be one. Because you know back in those days, you know what those folk thought? You know who the Israelites thought were their enemies? They thought the Romans were their enemies. Romans had captured Israel and done everything to them. And guess what? They thought that Jesus was talking about the Romans. No. Let me make it plain to us. But praise God, he's talking about that enemy, somebody who may do some things to you, say some things about you. Praise God. And he's telling us that we are to love them. But I say unto you which hear. That's why I had to ask you, can you hear today? Praise God. I'm glad they got this mic up loud so we can hear. Praise God. He said, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. You see, the word hate describes the enemy's basic attitude towards you and I. An enemy is somebody that's out to hurt you. And I always ask the question, isn't it amazing how we try to do some great things for folk and they turn around? How many of you all have gone out of your way to help somebody? And they take exactly what you're trying to do to extend the olive branch. Praise God, to turn that thing into hate. Oh yeah, I'm gonna preach today. But instead of hating them back, Jesus tells us to love them. We are to respect and honor all men. I want you to put up there the Apostle Peter's writing at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Peter gives us four things that we ought to do. 1 Peter, amen, 2, 17. What does it say? I can tell you what it says, but I want them to see it. I don't want them to think that it's in my Bible. Praise God. Look what he says. He says, honor all men, period. Love the brotherhood, period. Fear God and do what? Honor the king. He's telling us that we have to love, praise God. You see, every human being has something that is commendable, even if it's nothing more than the fact that he or she is a fellow human being with a soul to be reached for God. So we are to love those who hate us. Now I know that loving one's enemy is against our nature. I know that. I know that because when somebody does something wrong to you, it hurts. But if you want to have a storm-filled, a storm-proof life, praise God, you're going to have to love that person. I would never stand in this pulpit and tell you to love what somebody do. Not no day. But you got to love that person. You know why? Because if I tell you to love that person, that's not two people that's being condemned. Somebody going to catch that going home. Somebody going to catch that going home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, not only did Jesus tell them to do good. Oh, I got ahead of myself. Let me go back. Let me back up. So we are to love those who hate us. No, and I said I don't know that. You see, to hate, to strike back, and to wish hurt, but we are compelled to love. You see, not only did Jesus tell us to do good to them which hate you, look what he says in verse 28. He says, bless them that curse you. Oh, Lord. You know, I was putting this thing together. I took myself, I said, boy, there's a difference between cuss and curse. Because we got a lot of folk that can cuss you out. Oh, yeah. If you're part of that branch of service that's called the Navy, just disregard what I'm getting ready to say. They can cuss like a sailor. That's just a saying that we have. So I don't know what y'all did out on those ships. But you see, when you talk about that word curse means to call doom down on the head of a person. Oh, Lord. It is the verbal attempt to do a person harm. So what Jesus is telling us, he's telling us as believers that when someone curses us, that we are to bless the curser and not curse back. Oh, boy. Man, there's going to be some folk when they walk out here today, they're going to say, man, that pastor done gone crazy. Got to be. You see, we are to speak softly and to use kind and reconciling words when we are dealing with folk. Look what Paul writes when he wrote to the church at Rome. Put Romans chapter 12, verse 14 up there. Look what he said. He said, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Finally, Jesus talks about the object of our love when we see at verse 28, he said, and pray for them which despitefully use us. You see, when someone despitefully uses us, praise God. It is someone who mistreat us despite what we do for them or try to do for them. And let me tell you something. That could happen in our family. That could happen on our jobs. And that could happen right here in the church. Praise God. Praise God. Have you ever seen or experienced a person that you have done your very best to help and that person mistreat you? Have you ever been in that, if you have ever been in that predicament, raise your hand. It's a hard predicament to be in. It's a hard predicament to go back and try to forgive them. But you know what the Bible tells us? If we are believers, we have to. We have to. Oh, I'm going to go on. I told y'all, I don't plan on being here in about 2 more hours. Praise God. You see, we are to pray that God forgive them. We are to pray for the peace between us and them, and we pray, praise God, for their salvation and correction. When Jesus was on the cross, praise God, Luke 23, verse 34, said, he said, Father, forgive them. And if Jesus can ask his Father to forgive those who condemned him, man, we can do the same. Because I have yet to see any one of us die for anything like that. So he tells us the object of his love should be those enemies, those so-called enemies of ours. But guess what? Second thing I see in this text is that he tells us the actions of love. Let me just give those actions real quick. You see, part of our problem with this little word that we call love, L-O-V-E, is that a lot of us don't have a good understanding of the word that Jesus is using here for love. If I was to ask, I see a lot of these young folks sitting in here, if I was to ask one of the young folks, and maybe some of the old ones, what love means, most people are going to talk about attraction, and they're going to talk about feelings, and they're going to talk about sentiment. But that's not what God is talking about here. He's talking about a God kind of love. He's not talking about that Eros love. I'm talking about the love that two people of the opposite sex, that love that they have for each other. He's not talking about filial love, that love that two buddies have. I'm talking about the love where they get the name of the city, Philadelphia, filial love. I'm talking about that brotherly kind of love. He's talking about agape love here.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome brother, gentle redeemer.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
God never changes.